Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
Oh my god, how's it feel to die in Canada? What did he call it? The die in Canada was what?
I don't fucking remember.
Sit there.
Oh, I thought you wanted to cuddle with me.
You haven't heard the last episode, which I haven't produced yet, but me sitting more than 4 inches from the microphone
was terrible.
Is detrimental to the podcast.
Oh, Shannon, you're so loud most of the time. And then we turn on a thing and you're like,
I get on my sexy voice.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yep. Shannon.
We are recording, right? Okay, yes.
Are we, Shannon?
Yes.
Are we?
40, 50 seconds.
Are we?
Nestle Tollhausen.
Yeah.
Decided to join the no egg movement and is producing quote unquote edible cookie dough now.
Huzzah!
I no longer have to spend $12 on some sort of bakery who broke their way into a grocery store. Yay them. Now I can just still feed the man.
Yeah. Although I do like that cookie dough. The other one.
Yeah.
The good cookie.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Did I make that up? You guys, I'm making shit up over
here. It's like a seafoam green.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I also like their Funfetti one, the birthday one. It's good.
Fuck the CDC.
Yeah, fuck the CDC. You guys, my chest hurts so bad.
Oh, I got a little heat rash.
I got a heat rash because I went to the nudie resort this weekend.
Hey. Where do you put your phone?
You're not allowed to have it out.
Oh, you're not allowed to have it out?
No, people don't want you taking pictures of other people.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, I mean, you know, what if you had it out and were being sneaky? I'm pretending to text, but I'm really taking a picture of that guy's big dick.
Or small dick and then showing all your girlfriends.
Small dick. Pussies. So you're not allowed to have it. Plus, it's in the Irish Hills and there's no phone service. So you have to go as a couple, always. So my friend Kiki and I each had guy friends who we were bringing as our couple. And at the very last minute, her guy friend canceled.
Oh, no.
And so but we also had gotten a room for the weekend. So I checked in with her so that I could be her couple. And then my guy, who was supposed to be my couple, came. And Kiki was like, we'll just be like, we're a throuple, deal with it. So I had a whole fucking plan. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. If I'm being sneaky, if I'm running a scam, you got to be fucking smart. Don't be a goddamn idiot when I'm scamming. Don't be stupid. Get smart. So this guy shows up. If you're a single person by yourself, you have to be out of the resort by 6 p.m. What time did he show up? 4:30, where she is like raising her eyebrow at him. Like, what are you doing coming here for an hour and a half?
Right.
Right. And he and I were supposed to like be a couple and we were just going to be there for that day and like not stay overnight, but have a pass that counted for overnight and into the next day so we could go to the night party. Because there was a drag queen at the party. Like, it was a fun weekend. It was a great weekend to be there. Winston, who works for Hedonism, the nudie resort,
the famous in Jamaica,
he came up to the nudie resort in Michigan for the weekend to, like, raffle off some shit and, like...
You know, hedonism is just full of naked fat people, right?
Yeah.
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 It's not beautiful, naked, skinny people.
I don't want to go there and be left out. I don't want to go there and feel uncomfortable. Whatever. Kiki says it's wild and really fun.
Yeah.
She goes every year.
Does she?
Yeah.
We need to have her on.
Yeah.
Talk about hedonism.
Ask her about hedonism.
I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
Should we go?
Yes. She said you can pay like in installments.
Mm-hmm.
She says the whole trip to go for a week will be like $2,000 and you can like... Because for the hotel, it'll be like $1,500 for the week, and then everything's included. And yeah. and then the plane ticket's like $500.
Yeah.
So it's like $2,000 for the week.
We should do it as like a girl trip. I don't think Scott would go to Hedonism with me.
No, you and I will get a room together. We'll be roomies. But I really want to go.
Discuss rules with Scott.
She's been going for...
I feel like I need to be spanked while I'm there. Yeah. Because I'm a naughty girl.
She's been going for a long time. Like, she goes every year, and I'm like, tell me everything.
Right.
So anyway, Winston from Hedo was there and, like, did a ridiculous pool party, like, poolside ridiculous games during the day.
He's like the master of hedonism, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, Mistress What's-Her-Face from Garden of... Exit to Eden.
And then did a drag show at night.
Nice.
And it was really fun. So I'm like this. So I go into the office and the lady's raising her eyebrow being like, what the fuck, man, are you doing here an hour and a half before you're going to have to leave? And I was like, this is also my partner. Can he stay for the party tonight? So Shannon, a couple to do that, to stay for Saturday and for the party and then to leave and to be able to come and hang out on Sunday is $75. So how much do you think they charged, in addition to me and Kiki? So, like, me and Kiki already paid. How much do you think they charged my other boyfriend to stay for the party?
$25.
$100.
What?
Yeah. I was like, I've never seen that list. She fucking made that up.
Because she knew you were scamming her.
Yeah.
$100 make you holla.
So... I know. Well, what I was going
to
do.
Was it worth to you, Maggie?
Since he was done, she was like, and he's not allowed to stay in your room. That is a two-person room. And we're like, of course.
Right.
He stayed in our room. Of course he stayed in our room.
Yeah.
I'm not making him leave the nudist resort at 1:30 in the morning. Stupid lady. So what I was planning on doing was paying for him to just get the day pass. After I realized we didn't actually have two couples, I was going to make him pay for the day pass and then do sneaky stuff with the car, like the car passes. I was going to submit his license plate as my license plate, and then I was going to not drive my car and then give a fake license plate for his license. Like, I had a whole thing worked out so that his car had the overnight tag on it, right? Like, this is what I'm saying. If I'm scamming, don't be a goddamn idiot. So I was just going to have him do the day pass, and then we were going to keep him there. Because they're stupid. She got overwhelmed when there were four people in the office. It's not like they actually do a good job of keeping track of people, you know? So anyway, $100 for him to stay there.
I hope it was a really great party.
I kept on sitting by the side of the dance floor being like, I just want some bangers. I just want some bangers. This is fucking old white people music, which it was. But when they played stuff that made me happy, the dance floor was fairly empty. And then, you know, so.
What's old people white music?
What do you think it is?
Neil Diamond?
Not that bad.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no 90s booty music.
Actually, they did at the end of the night. And they all knew it. And some of the people were dancing to it. And I was like when they did Push It, there were like all kinds of people. Everybody loves Push It.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves Push It. Everyone loves...
Back that thing up. It's getting hot in here.
Oh my God, Becky, look at that butt.
There's so many.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I wanted some bangers.
There is a long and distinguished line of rap music white people love.
Yeah, there is.
As long as you can hear the words, they love it.
But they did Jay-Z, booty, 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 rocking everywhere, right? It's a classic.
There's a lot of booty songs you can play at a nudist resort.
But do you know how many people were on the floor? It was covered. It was packed for Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Ugh.
Like that.
Well, I mean.
And like.
Ride a Cowboy.
Old time rock and roll. Like, they were all, like,
Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah. They were loving that.
They should have played Strut by Bob Seger.
So.
His number one played song of 1987.
Yeah.
He's like, we didn't even release it as a single. All of a sudden, I got this big-ass package from Billboard magazine. The number one played single of the entire year, Strut.
That's very funny.
It's hilarious. So, what's on your list? What's good, Maggie?
That was on my bad news, getting ripped off at the nudist resort and also getting a sunburn. But overall, we had a good time. Yeah. Overall, we had a good weekend. I had fun with my friends. We, you know, the party was fun.
Let's have a kiki. I want to have a kiki. Lock the doors tight.
Let's have a kiki, motherfucker.
You literally had a kiki in your room.
I did. She's wonderful. I hung out with her all weekend.
She'd have her come to New Orleans.
Today I was like, I really miss you.
Have her come to New Orleans.
Oh my God. She would be a great addition.
Just have her book a room and we'll fill it with people.
Okay. Wizards Unite Fan Festival is coming up in Indianapolis at the end of August. And I signed up, like, you have to sign up to, like, to get your name drawn for tickets. But I got mine drawn very soon. I think that they don't have enough, like, I don't think they have that many people going. Tons of people go to the Pokemon Go one, but, like, the Wizards Unite just isn't doing as well. But I got my ticket for that. And
that's
I got
the first year.
Airbnb. Yeah, no, but, Pokemon Go in its first year.
White male virgins only have so much money. And Gen Con is also in August. No. So.
Well, the beginning of August.
Yeah.
This is at the end of August.
They might not have any money.
Yeah. Well,
they should do it doing Gen Con.
There's not as many people coming to it as, like, to the Pokemon. Like, people are already on the Wizards Unite, like, Reddit page being like, okay, like, I'm bored with this game. I'm done filling the sticker book. You know, so, like, a lot of people are getting
overachievers.
Yeah. Overachievers. God damn you. So anyway, but I'm pretty excited about that. I'm staying in the Airbnb that I stayed in 2 years ago for Gen Con. They're amazing. I'm going to go to Indianapolis for a weekend and have a fun little myself trip.
Fun.
So I'm pretty...
Well, we have friends there, so if you get in any trouble, let us know.
I will. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, they live over by the Speedway.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes by the... Oh, yeah. So, cool. We had some major rainstorms.
Oh my God,
this week.
It's been so much. It's
still been storming.
It's been so much.
Florida rained again today.
It's dumped right on top of us.
Yep. Whew. I had 12 swimming pools in my yard. Literally.
Yeah.
I didn't know my yard could hold so much water. It was ankle deep in front of my garage door.
Stop. No way.
Not kidding. Scott had to break a window to get into the house.
I didn't have power. I heard this. Why didn't you have a key to your front door?
I don't carry keys on me because I used the garage door.
Yeah, but I still
and
have...
And I drove, and Scott didn't have his keys on him. He has a house key.
A house key in my purse.
I know. I thought, like, 2 weeks ago, I should really put a house key in my purse for emergencies.
Yeah.
And then I never did it. I could have swore I did it. I did not. So, it was a very hold my beer moment. Here, hold the phone. And... So this whole process took a half hour, so I won't bore you guys. And he's like, all right, it's fine. It's plastic. And he takes both his fists and pulls them back to his shoulders and, like, puts a fucking grin on his face and is like, pow! Like, double fisting through the window. And it shatters like glass does. And he looked at me, and I looked at him. We were both like, oh, fuck. So he very slowly now pulls his fist out of the kapowed out glass, which is literally like jagged pieces of glass now poking up everywhere in a circle, and pulls glass out of his knuckles.
Oh, my God.
And now we have to figure out how to clear away glass and crawl into the garage over a buttload of boxes, because that's where our storage is, and get into the house. It was fucking crazy. And I'm like half naked. It was so hot. I had on a maxi dress with a bra, and that was it. I was barefoot, no underwear, soaking wet.
There were multiple days last week where I wore just a maxi skirt as a dress and literally nothing else.
Yeah.
Literally nothing else, you guys.
It was really hot.
It was so goddamn hot.
So now we have to replace our window.
Yeah.
And it's an old school, whenever that garage was built onto the house, that's the original window. So it's tall and like narrow. And so I have a company coming out Thursday to quote a brand new double hung, double paned window, which is going to probably be $1,000 for one window. And then I have another company coming out in another week because they're so backed up. Because apparently a lot of people are breaking windows to get into their houses, that they're going to come out and just look at the glass. So the guy that's going to come in 2 days is going to tell me if the window itself is salvageable or if it does really need to be replaced or not.
Suck.
So he'll tell me, though, if the wood's good. And if, yeah, just get that window pane replaced. Here's a number you can call. So, and that will probably be a few hundred bucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, suck.
Suck.
But we walked all around the house. He tried to break the back window with a brick, like you do.
Yeah.
Except that is a solid double pane, so that wasn't going anywhere. And I was literally saying, wait, let's find my mom. She has a key somewhere. And we'll get into the house. When he went, nah, it's fine. It's plexiglass. Pow! Whoops, no, it's not. So it was actually a pretty, it was a crazy weekend. Did I text you at all this weekend?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened Friday?
I don't know what days were which.
I told you about my dad?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You told me that.
All right.
And you told me about...
So that was the same day. My dad had a major heart attack and almost died again for his third time on Friday. And then John and Tracy took Catherine. So we had the night free. So we're like, oh, let's do dinner and a movie. And then like Armageddon hit. And so we're leaving the restaurant. And I'm like, well, we should probably just go home. It's not imperative that we get the things we need from Meijer right now. I can go in the morning. This guy's like, no, let's go. I got to get cat stuff too. It's like, okay, fine. So we drive to Meijer from downtown, which is a quarter of a mile. And between that, Armageddon happens. And we sit in the Meijer parking lot for 40 minutes waiting for the rain to stop. And it's just not stopping. Yeah. So we finally leave and drive through all sorts of water hazards. 3 cars stalled out in front of our house, flooded out. Our house sits at the lowest point of the neighborhood, so all the water was coming to our yard and to the road. It was crazy. There were bumpers floating in the road.
Oh my God.
People had to go by our house single file. The water was so high. And then started receding, then the double lanes picked back up, but the smaller cars really should have still gone down the middle one at a time, and they didn't, and they started stalling out. It was crazy. Trees are down. Oh, it was crazy. We got power back like 24 hours later. But some people in Brighton are still out of power. It's been going on 4 days.
Holy shit.
Because then Saturday was hit too with a storm. And we kept power, but my parents lost power. Mm-hmm. So they were here yesterday taking showers and shit. So it was a shit show weekend. Armageddon on. Anyway. So you got to be a nudist.
Yeah.
And I got to wrap my husband's bloody hand in an ace bandage.
Right.
That I got out of my Hello Kitty first aid kit for my car. Yeah.
There's reduced rate weeks for hedonism this year. Like, it's like, buy tomorrow, book your 2019 vacation, and save up to 52% off.
Ooh, 2019?
Yeah. The end of November is really cheap.
Always is.
$189.
A night?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to get out of debt, Maggie. I'm
sorry.
Not go be naked for a week. I won't have that much vacation build up, man.
That's true.
I can go for like an extra long weekend. Does that even happen, or do you have to go for a week?
When?
To hedonism.
Oh, I have no idea how it works.
Is it like Exit to Eden, you have to go for a week?
I don't know enough information about this shit.
Tattoo, like, welcomes us.
I don't know.
When we arrive to the island.
But it'll be fun. All right, that's another trip we're going to plan.
Ayla arrives in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. I know. So soon?
Yeah. So August 7th. Wow. It's August at the end of this week.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You looked like David there. Oh, my God.
I felt like David.
Did you see the oh my god montage clip? It was 3 minutes long of him just being like, oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I love this journey.
Oh my god. You. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, what else is on your list?
You guys, I killed Logan Eccles.
That's from Veronica Mars, for anyone like me who doesn't know who that is.
Yeah, sorry I just ruined season four for you. But, okay, here's what happened.
Don't tell them what happened.
No.
Because we were guessing up to the last second.
We were guessing what happened.
I almost won.
We were guessing what happened. I knew that there was a twist ending, so we were trying to figure out what it was. But 10 months ago, I tweeted the guy, the showrunner for Veronica Mars, and I said, nothing would make me happier. No, wait, let me read it. I did say nothing would make me happier. Mm-hmm. I said, Logan Eccles is like the definition of toxic masculinity, and nothing would make me happier than him dying dramatically so that Veronica Mars could finally have a healthy relationship. That's what I tweeted.
Bum, bum, bum.
And you guys.
It happened.
He apparently listened to me. Some Twitter nobody. And what fucking sucks is they actually, like, you know, you can always hear that shit in the background.
Sorry.
What actually happened is that he listened to me, some internet stranger.
You're waiting for your residual check.
I'm waiting for my, and Shannon goes, you're not a writer on the show, you know. You guys, I did it. I killed him.
And I'm sure that this was filmed more than 10 months ago.
You think?
Yeah, it takes like a year to produce a season. Especially with her schedule with The Good Place and stuff. It's just, if it's just Veronica Mars for Netflix or Hulu or whatever, they're not on a timetable at all. The Orville is leaving Fox. Seth MacFarlane's pulling his show and putting it on Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got in a big fight with Fox this year. I should rephrase it. The production company that produces it is pulling it from Fox, and Hulu is picking it up. Because they have, it's a space odyssey. So they have 45-minute long episodes with movie feature special effects. So it takes them a long time to do everything. And they're running up against the time clock for mid-season release on Fox.
Right.
They're not going to make their deadline. They're just not going to do it. So we're not going to see the Orville again till probably next summer. And it's going to just stream directly to Hulu. I don't know if they'll release it all at once or do it weekly. Like, they did that for a few shows this last few years. Like, they would just do, like, one episode a week, like normal TV.
Right. Stranger Things 3, season 3 was good.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable. So, if you haven't watched it yet, do.
I haven't watched any.
I know.
I'm trying to see if I should get on that train still.
I don't know. How much do you like horror? I don't even like horror. Okay. It's just good.
Yeah. I've heard, like, it's really good.
Stranger Things is just really good.
I just, when I watch TV, I want to, it's for escapism. And I don't want to have weird dreams at night.
I definitely, well, watch it during the daytime.
I don't have time during the daytime, unless it's a Saturday Netflix and chill day.
That's not what that means.
I know. That's what it means to me as a 41-year-old.
It's not your age that's the problem. It's being married. Kiki and I were talking about that at the resort, because she's your age. She and I fuck so much. Both of us. We both just fuck people constantly. Kiki and I had an orgy together on Friday night, and then at my party. And then I slept with Finn on Sunday morning. Like, it's all being married.
I fucked a ton in college.
So did I.
It's so much fun.
So did I. I'm just saying, it's all my married friends who don't. That's what she and I were talking about. It's all our friends who are married who aren't into it anymore. Lindsay was my slut friend in college, and she doesn't fuck her husband anymore.
Does she have
a kid? She has two kids.
All the people you're talking about, do they also have kids?
I don't know. I don't know about my... I don't know if I have married friends, family, people who don't have kids.
What's her face? In New York. AOC's.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
They don't have kids.
I don't know enough about Elena's sex life. I'll text her and ask.
Text her and ask. Do you... Just text her. Do you still fuck like a rabbit?
Do you still have sex with Jim all the time?
Yes. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
Tell her it's for science.
It is for science.
We're trying to prove a point. Because I think sex dies...
With children.
And it's not that... children get in the way. I am so fucking tired.
Yeah.
It's emotionally draining and physically draining.
Well, I have friends.
She's five, and we're finally to a pretty great place to start having sex all the time again. But my body is 41 and meh.
Stop it. Kiki's older than you. She fucks constantly.
You've reproduced, you have a steady partner. You don't biologically need the sex drive anymore, so we're just gonna put it on low. To simmer. We're just gonna keep the oven warm. It doesn't need to be on 10 anymore. We're just gonna keep it warm, just in case you decide to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny and Chris, though, have sex all the time. Like, probably 3 times a week. I don't know how she fucking does it.
Yeah,
she hasn't. I'd be beating my husband to get the fuck off me. I would throw a new fleshlight at his head 3 times a week. Get away from me. I have 5 kids. Go fuck yourself, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But Kiki and I were talking about it. I was like, I have friends in the scene who have kids, and they come to swinger parties and fuck like crazy. Just saying. I think that monogamy is a scam, and I think that being married ruins your sex drive.
Oh, being married is totally a scam. You don't even get great tax benefits from it.
They say that the happiest people are unmarried women without children.
Probably.
I'm the happiest people!
You are, because you have all sorts of nieces and nephews to spoil the fuck out of. You borrow them, and then you just give them right the fuck back.
I probably shouldn't tell this on the podcast, but Joseph and I were on a Skype call the other day, and Zelda threw herself off the furniture because Joseph was talking to me, and he was, and I could hear her like scream crying, and he was like, "I gotta go."
I was actually thinking,
"You're not watching. I shall throw myself." From this couch.
I'm so glad you said that, because while I was thinking about my child and her current string of temper tantrums and wondering if there's literally something wrong with her, and then having friends reassure me, no, it's okay, it's normal, I did think into my head, I can't wait for Zelda to do this to Joseph.
Because
no amount of perfect parenting is going to change the frontal lobe development and the course of action that a temper tantrum takes.
Just let him enjoy his cheery baby.
He will.
Herself off of furniture.
When he was just excited that, you know, he was vindicated when George R.R. Martin, doesn't know what he's doing and Game of Thrones ended, horrifically.
Yeah.
That's just the same feeling I'm going to have.
Stop.
No amount of positive parenting can quell
a frontal lobe development.
A frontal lobe development temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Nothing you do can help it. No amount of feeling posters and cards and hugs.
You try.
I try all the things. And she's not even horrible. I know people who have, children with severe developmental issues that's their life. And I'm complaining because my daughter has had a string of bad attitude, out of 5 years.
Yeah.
but it's just, it's, I feel like it's out of character for her, and I'm trying my hardest to help her.
Right.
I'm also my mother's daughter and expect my family to behave perfectly at all times.
Of course you do.
So.
Of course you do.
There's also that I have to work through.
Well, Shan, it's my dad's birthday.
Yes.
I didn't get to see him today.
So we're going to wrap it up.
We're going to do a shorty episode.
Like a birthday dick.
Like a gross, that's my dad's dick. Okay, I've got an internet thing of the day.
Okay, what is
it? A little Harry Potter thing that I saw today where I was like, I'm not crying, I'm crying.
Daniel Radcliffe is 30 years old today.
Isn't that insane? How the fuck did that happen?
Harry Potter's 30. Harry Potter's officially old and should have children.
Going
off to Hogwarts by
I was,
now.
Right.
Dude, he is himself in that last movie.
He, yes.
10 years after the fact.
J.K. Rowling said that Hagrid still works at Hogwarts as of 2017, which means he's been alive these past few decades, and I just really hope someone took him to see How to Train Your Dragon. And somebody responded, that someone's name was Charlie Weasley, and they both cried.
I love it.
I just love that so much, too.
Super cute.
It was. I thought so. I thought that was cute.
Build a real bear workshop. That is hilarious. I never saw that before.
There's a lot of really great moments in this show.
Gunner's birthday party.
Yes.
I did see the walking giraffes.
Yeah, this episode is great. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up.
Like a dick.
Find us all the places at That More Thing, because that's the name of us. That's how you find us. You can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 206.
206.
Question mark? Exclamation point? Interrobang? Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.